Thank you. Good Morning once again. Only two pieces in that set. I started with Federico Durand, something entitled Laurel from an album entitled Herbario. That is on the Laps label, LAAPS. That is a great label out of France, which is going to put out 100 releases, and then they will close up shop, so to speak. They are actually an outgrowth of another label which did the same thing, Eileen Records, based in the same place and run by the same gent, Matthias van Eelco, mostly dealing in ambient and experimental music. A really great label. They've been around for, well, the Laps label has been around just a few years, I think, 2 or 3 years, and Eileen was around for, you know, a longer stretch of time, again, putting out 100 releases. And then that long piece by Simon Allman from an album called Cruft. I'm not sure. It's spelled here C-R-U-P-H-T. There is a term called cruft, C-R-U-F-T, which is to indicate anything defective, useless, leftover, superfluous, that sort of thing, which was a term originally from the late 1950s used on the MIT campus and has been adopted by computer coders. So I'm not sure if that is a sort of a little sly coinage there by Mr. Allman. Anyway, there's also on his Bandcamp page, which is something unusual, you do find information about the recording, of course, the names of the musicians, where it might have been located. But Mr. Allman has provided us also with an essay, which is worth reading, actually. Again, it's something unusual, and he obviously felt compelled to add that to his Bandcamp page. It's A-U-L-M-A-N, if I haven't said that already. That was the set, just those two pieces. And I will remind you once again that you are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal and on the web at ckut.ca. Thank you. You are tuned to Terminal 5 here on CKUT 90.3 Montreal and on the web at ckut.ca. Two more long pieces in that set. The first piece by a quartet, Chris Juzzle, Patrick Shirioshi, Chaz Premek, and Matthew Sage. And it is entitled either Fudu Sushi, or Shiki. There's a discrepancy between the Bandcamp page and the Discogs listing, and maybe it's because it's part of a 4-CD set. Anyway, that particular track is called Some Surrender, and it's a 2021 release. That followed by the French quartet Astrid. They are Cyril Sec, Guillaume Vickel, Venina Andriani, and Yvonne Rose, and that piece called Guadalupe, and that is from 2019, put out on the Gizeh label out of the UK. Certainly a lot of UK labels this morning, and as well as musicians from the UK in some instances. Of course, not there, as I just mentioned. But anyway, I'm glad you're along for the ride this morning. There's one more set to go, and then we'll wrap things up. And again, you're listening to CKUT.
The blood of Jesus. Fear is nothing when the path is righteous. I rest my head in a holy kiss. Of hell burn on.
forgot to be young. I got so scared I forgot to be young. To be young.
a bright and pretty day. Mother, take me away. Mother, take me away. The highest of praise, in the highest of praise.
All right, end of the second set and wrapping up the show here. We started with Obey Al-Sharani, a Syrian musician now based in Sweden. We heard a piece titled Northern Lights that is on an album titled Sandbox out of the UK label Hive Mind. And then really, I think one of the great records of last year, Lingua Ignota, originally from Rhode Island, I believe now in Chicago. And we heard a song called Perpetual Flame of Centralia, from the album Sinner Get Ready. If you don't know what Centralia is or what that refers to, it is a town in Pennsylvania that has had a coal fire since 1962, and it's still burning. And if you know anything about Pennsylvania, it's not going to go out anytime soon. As of 2020, there were still five people living in the area who are legally allowed to remain. Anyway, a fascinating story. You can look it up on Wikipedia. Then we heard Daniel O'Sullivan, Saraswati, from a release on VHF called Fourth Density, and then Tremosphere, a duo consisting of Michael Serafin Wells and Sylvia Solanas, and they gave us Close to the Sun from Memoirs of a French Garden, and ending up with the great Josephine Foster from her album just out called Godmother, and from that we heard Hum Menina. That is it for me. I will tell you once again that you are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. My name is Jeffrey Davison. Glad you joined us, and hope you enjoyed the show, and I'll see you in 2 weeks.
You're listening to Free City Radio. This is the 90th edition of the podcast, and I'm your host, Stefan Christoph, in Montreal. It is Wednesday, the 26th of January, and for this edition of the show, I'm going to continue with my efforts to share some interviews from the archives. I've had COVID-19 the last few weeks, so I wasn't able to record new interviews for a brief period. So I took the opportunity to look through the archives and wanted to share a few conversations I've had with different scholars and activists and artists who I feel really should be heard again. These were interviews I recorded for broadcast on Campus Community Radio at 90.3 FM in Montreal. I've hosted radio programs at CKUT since I was 19. And so it's been just over 20 years since I have been hosting community radio interviews. And I took the opportunity to look through the archives. As I mentioned, I wasn't feeling well enough to coordinate new interviews. And I wanted to share some conversations I've had with voices that I felt were important to rebroadcast. So this is a conversation I had with author, activist, and academic Stephen Salaita. He's published a number of works. One of the important books that Stephen published is called Internationalism, Decolonizing Native America and Palestine. That was published in 2016. I was actually introduced to Stephen by the late Aziz Chaudhry, a friend of mine, an activist, scholar, and author who we lost this past year.